Depending on the region, Kansas typically receives between 35 and 41% of its annual precipitation during the summer months of June, July, and August. But Kansas State Geography Professor John Harrington says that during the past 100 years, that trend is slowly shifting toward the spring.
An increasingly wet spring may put a need to make some adjustments in terms of agricultural production.
But he also adds those changes will be gradual and occur over decades. The paper, co-authored by undergraduate student Caitlin Dye, also suggests that rain events will intensify in Kansas.
The whole system is trapping much more energy in the system than it did even 40 years ago.
That means storms in the future will likely be stronger and carry more water than in the past. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.